The Boston Marathon bombing trial has taken us through various stages over 6 days of testimony and 51 witnesses, the explosions and resulting deaths and injuries, the week-long search for the killers, identifying the Tsarnaevs, the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier, and the carjacking of a former Northeastern University student, Deng Ming. This week's testimony begins where the carjacking victim left off on Thursday, with his leased Mercedes SUV reportedly commandeered by Zahar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev and tracked to 87 Dexter Avenue in Watertown. This is where a furious shootout between Watertown police and the two brothers erupted.
That's one arm and Dexter Avenue. Report a shot fired at officers trying to stop the vehicle.
Among the possible government witnesses this week is Andrew Kitzenberg, a former Watertown resident who spoke to WGBH during our investigation of the shootout in Manhunt and who observed the violence from the third floor of 62 Laurel Street the morning of April 19th, 2013.
I saw two men taking cover behind a dark SUV, and they were shooting down Laurel Street towards officers. And I also had the vantage point of seeing at the end of the block the officers, and it looked to me like there were about four or five police vehicles at the end of Laurel Street. It really was a firefight.
Testimony this week will also focus on the shooting of Officer Richard Donahue at the corner of Dexter Avenue and Laurel, which was believed to be the result of friendly fire. Laurel Street resident Mike Doucette, whom WGBH spoke with during our investigation of the manhunt, said police were aiming at Zahar Tsarnaev in the stolen SUV.
They were shooting at the car as he tried to run over the two cops when they jumped, and he ran over his brother, and there was a cruiser right here. He rammed that cruiser with the front left bumper. That's when the brother came rolling out from underneath the car, and he hit that, and that's when they all started shooting at him. About like right here, before he went through the intersection, and that's when they shot the other cop in the leg.
When you say they shot the other cop?
Cops shot the cop.
Zahar Tsarnaev has been charged with 30 counts, and not one includes the wounding of Officer Donahue. But Donahue may play a role in the trial nevertheless. Throughout much of the testimony over the past 2 weeks, the defense has cross-examined only a handful of the 51 witnesses. Lawyers for the defendant admitted that Zahar Tsarnaev was involved in the bombing, the shooting of Officer Sean Collier, the carjacking, and they do not dispute his role in the Watertown shootout. The question the defense is posing to the jury is why he did it, and they hope to demonstrate that he was far less culpable than his brother. The government is trying to prove that Zahar was Tamerlan's partner in crime, not a follower. If found guilty, Tsarnaev could be sentenced to death. Preventing that outcome is the main objective of Tsarnaev's defense team. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.